ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An abrupt end to an armed rebellion in Russia. The leader of the Wagner mercenary group has agreed to end his march on Moscow and instead go to Belarus, where he will not face charges. It marked the most significant challenge to Russian President Putin in decades. Crews are looking at the Yellowstone River in Montana, checking for contamination after a bridge collapsed, plunging multiple cars of a freight train carrying hazardous materials into the water. John Counter lives nearby and heard the sirens following the collapse.
The rivers are running fast, lots of flooding going on, ground saturated.
Drinking water intakes downstream have been shut down. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland defending the DOJ's handling of the investigation and plea deal for President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, on tax-related misdemeanors and a gun charge. He dismissed claims that Hunter Biden received preferential treatment. Major Pride Parade celebrations on tap for today. New York, San Francisco, and other major cities set to hold events. This is ABC News. A national Celebrate Life Day rally being held in Washington, D.C.
Marking 1 year since the Supreme Court Dobbs ruling overturned Roe v. Wade and ended federal protections for abortion rights, GOP presidential candidate Mike Pence says the work is not done.
Hello, America!
He called on Republicans to support a nationwide abortion ban before 15 weeks of pregnancy.
I believe the cause of life is the calling of our time.
Pence speaking at the Students for Life rally in D.C. and offering a preview of the core issues facing voters in the 2024 election. At least 15 states have restricted or banned abortion procedures since the Supreme Court decision a year ago. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
An Idaho judge has denied a request from roughly two dozen news organizations to lift a gag order in the criminal case against the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The judge narrowed the scope of the gag order, but said it's prudent to restrict attorneys from commenting on the case in order to ensure a fair trial. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My tidy whites, actually, that I've...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love bad year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll.
Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max Inc. Heavy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol. Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Kadot at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup. And there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin, and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had the last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max Inc. Heavy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
our local music, Thunder Goat there from their album of Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where's this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with the Dragons to Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in too. A lot of local bands, but they have Adam Scotti from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining, and also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Heavy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, that's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to movetomadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, visit them on Madison's East Side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago, but metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. crack hammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the rock star saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max and Kevy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Sink Heavy, We Are Local Music from 2019, Through What We Knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 The Shaw in Waukesha. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory is out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM Radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. matinee concert series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers Until She's Gone. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
country local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due
ABC News,